Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. Johnson Cherian, and here's a blessing for you. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for He guards the lives of His faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Psalm 97 verse 10. Do you believe that? I mean the part of the verse which says, for He guards the lives of His faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. All those escapes from accidents and sicknesses and terrifying situations, do you think they all happen by chance? Even when you did not know Christ, yet because you were chosen to be a part of His kingdom, God protected you. What's the proof, you may ask? Here is something that the Lord had to say to King Cyrus, who was a Gentile king, that of Persia. This is what the Lord says to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of, to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I'll break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. For the sake of Jacob my servant, of Israel my chosen, I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor, though you do not acknowledge me. I am the Lord and there is no other. Apart from me there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, men may know there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is no other. Isaiah chapter 45 verses 1 to 6. Notice these words, for the sake of Jacob my servant, of Israel my chosen, I summon you by name and bestow on you a title of honor, though you do not acknowledge me. I am the Lord and there is no other. Apart from me there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me. Twice God says, though you do not acknowledge me. You must remember that even when you had not acknowledged God, He was there to protect you and deliver you from the wicked one, because you were chosen by Him to be a part of His kingdom. Now that you acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, His promises have great value in your life. Hold on to His promises. The Lord has this to say to you today, be strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 1 verses 6, 7 and 9. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. Johnson Cherian. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.